tie together.
And the violence continues to escalate in Iraq. Two soldiers killed, nine wounded. Petraeus continues to speak out on the possibility of a Quran burning in Gainesville, Florida, a church there. This is America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Howdy, everybody, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. I don't care what your stripes are. Have an opinion, for goodness sake. Left, right, somewhere in between, doesn't matter. I'm going to give you the digits right from the get-go so you don't have to struggle to come up with the number. It's very easy. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Tuck it away. Write it on your hand. Or use one of those sticky notes. Do people still use sticky notes? I'm one of those people that does. I had a drawer full of them, so I pulled them out. And if you could only visualize my studio, you would see a wall. Looks like a mural almost of sticky notes. Good luck trying to make sense of them. Speaking of making sense of it all, sadly, in Iraq, here we are at the point where, supposedly, she says, we are done with combat, but anything but, which was, of course, my biggest fear once the big announcement was made. So an Iraqi soldier opened fire on a group of U.S. soldiers in the northern part of that country, killed the two, I mentioned that, wounded a bunch of others. They are the first American deaths since the U.S. combat mission, supposedly, officially was kaput as of last week. This is the problem in of itself that we talked about. How is it completely over when you don't know what's going to happen and you are training troops, violence breaks out, you have to have a gun. You're going to fight back, of course. Now, this attack happened inside an Iraqi commando compound. And basically, in a nutshell, here's the thumbnail sketch. I'll set it up for you. There was a soldier, had an Iraqi army uniform on, just flat out fired on the soldiers. And the attacker himself wasn't even shot and killed. So now it's a question of, okay, how did the shooter get to this position in the first place? And the shooter was from the Iraqi Army's 4th Division. So he got into a fight with a bunch of soldiers from the U.S., pulled the weapon, and just decided he was going to shoot. And now they're investigating as to what happened. How did this get out of control? How did it escalate? Because these soldiers were part of a security detail for a U.S. company commander who was meeting with those security people from Iraq at the compound. Guess it didn't go well. It's tragic and completely a cowardly thing. And then the second attack, a U.S. soldier and a number of Iraqis were wounded when a convoy in central Tikrit was hit by grenades, just bombarded with grenades on Tuesday afternoon. So the soldiers who were in the tank that was attacked, killed the grenade thrower. That's the good part. But the man threw the grenades at the convoy, damaged it's a tank. I was going to say Jeep, but it's really a tank. And then they opened fire randomly. The U.S. forces opened fire randomly because the grenades went off. And, of course, as luck would have it, or bad luck would have it, a civilian was killed and then four others were wounded. So then this bubbles over into more controversy, exactly what we were afraid was going to happen, because this is the deal. The troops are supposed to advise and assist, that's it, in counterterrorism missions, and protect civilians there during this transition, right? So unless the U.S. and Iraq come up with some kind of new agreement, the only thing that's supposed to happen is the troops are supposed to leave by the end of 2011. Let's see how bad it gets. I mean, these are just two smaller things that happen, smaller incidents. But what happens if it escalates and gets worse? Speaking of burning out of control, the fire hasn't even been lit yet, but the controversy certainly has been on the burning of the Quran. Now, the burning hasn't happened. It's going to happen over the weekend from 6 to 9 p.m. on September 11th. So the top dog, the top commander in Afghanistan, we know, we talked about this, General Petraeus, says this planned burning by this small Florida church will absolutely put a bullseye on the American troops and damage any sort of war effort. Petraeus insists that the Taliban's going to exploit the demonstration, no matter how small, big, whatever, for purely propaganda purposes. Well, don't they drum up everything for propaganda purposes? Isn't that what it's all about? So this means more anger toward the U.S., and of course it means it will be harder to carry out whatever the mission is in protecting, supposedly, the civilians in Afghanistan. I say that because we never really got a clear-cut picture of what's happening in Afghanistan. And then you had hundreds of people that went to a demonstration on Monday to protest this tiny church in Florida burning copies of the Quran and chanting, people chanting, screaming out, death to America. And then the second part of that was screaming for the troops to leave. There were some rocks that were thrown at some of the military guys that went by. So naturally the fear is, oh, this could get worse. This is going to end up on the internet. There's going to be video, and it's going to be popped up all over the place. We're talking about a 50-member church. It's called the Dove World Outreach Center in Gainesville. And they're not backing down. Later in the show, you're going to hear what the pastor had to say about the pressure that's being put on the church to back away from this. And how they have no intention whatsoever, no intention of doing that. And they've been denied a permit for the demonstration, but they're still going to move forward with the protest. The question continues to become, and one that we talked about a lot in our previous show, is, hey, should this church stop the plan to burn the Qurans on September 11th, or would they be buckling down to pressure? Would once again somebody give in for the fear of retaliation by Islamic extremists? All right, coming up on the flip side on this show, we're going to talk about something completely different. It's gambling. You know, internet gambling, online gambling, because once again we have the NFL. Remember, we have nailed the score coming up on Thursday night in our third hour. Well, check it out. Congress is considering legalizing and, yes, taxing gambling. Why? Because you know how much money, especially with the internet, they would make? Like $58 billion probably. So at the end of July, the House Financial Services Committee approved a bill that would legalize online poker and other non-sports betting. How far do you think that one gets? We're going to talk about that next and the season. Some of the things to expect this season with the CEO of SportsInfo.com, Steve Budin. You want to hang for this? This guy's great.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I just mentioned the fact that Congress that banned, foolishly in my opinion, internet gambling back in 2006 is saying, wait a minute, we need money. So they're rethinking that. Now, what could happen is billions in taxes. So at the end of July, I already mentioned this, the House, one of the committees, the committee, approved a bill that would legalize online poker and some of the other non-sports stuff that you can bet on, which would overturn this federal ban that pretty much just drove offshore gambling. That's what happened. Because people are going to do it. And I'll tell you what, our next guest knows all about it. We're going to ask him about the season two coming up. I'm so psyched for the NFL. Steve Boone started out as a bookie when he was just in high school. He wrote one of the best books I've ever read. I'm serious. Check this book out. Bets, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. And he knows all about offshore gambling. He's the CEO of sportsinfo.com. Steve, thanks for coming back to ATN.
Oh, it's good to be back. I mean, isn't it great to be back on the couch where we all belong on a Sunday after a summer filled with, I don't know, for me, hopping around the Caribbean with my family, whatever. I'm just so glad that I'm making the transition back to the sofa, ready to sweat out some games.
Yeah, no kidding. I am desperate to sweat out some games, and that's coming up on Thursday. We're going to get to that in a second, but you were passionate about this the last time we were talking about it previous to what was going on in Congress. You're not surprised by this, right?
Well, they've done nothing here. What have they done? They've taken the crack cocaine of gambling, what they're supposed to be against, online poker, and online slots and casino games, which are calibrated based on random number generators, which basically mean they know exactly what they're going to do before they do it. And they've made that now, the debate on whether that should be legal, and it looks like they're going to make that legal, while sports still is the dirty word, when really sports is the only form of gambling where you can watch something for 2.5 hours with one risk, and half the people are going to win.
Absolutely, and the thing that's interesting, and you know this from the old time, I'm going to say old time bookie stuff.
The old school.
Yeah, the old school. The old school guys, you had to have, you know, at least 100 into this or more, and this is the everyday guy can or woman can bet, you know, $5, $10, whatever it is, right?
The average bet on the internet, $14 in sports. Mm. So we're talking movie prices. And me, I go to the movies. I don't even get to see a good movie. I got to go with my kids. I see the new Eddie Murphy movie every time it comes out. It's brutal. I'm $100 into popcorn and peanuts. And I've never come out of a movie with more money than I went into a movie with ever.
When you went into online gambling, you weren't surprised at how fast this took off, right?
Actually, I was. You know what? I thought it would never happen. From a sports standpoint, I went down kicking and screaming. We had 200 operators taking bets on the phone. No one under $100, and 10 minutes to post, no one under $500. We had over 10,000 gamblers betting over $10 million in action in a session. So, I mean, we had a very big business. I really never could see somebody going online and taking a big bet and going like, boop, and now it's in. I hope it's in. I didn't hear anything. I didn't say anything to anybody. I hope my bet is in. I just never thought it would happen. But then as, you know, stocks started to trade online, bank accounts started to go online, and then slowly but surely the sports book and online industry transitioned from what was once an internet brochure into a living, breathing e-commerce business. And, yeah, I just missed the boat. I really just missed it.
Yeah, no kidding. It's so huge. Hey, Minnesota at New Orleans, as you're talking about being back on the couch, that's Thursday night at the Superdome. This could be the mother of all games. I like this game. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, the NFL is notorious for putting all the best games first and making sure that week one, all the teams are evenly matched. You don't see any really big spreads this first week. Minnesota, New Orleans, I mean, let's face it, you know, Vikings, they want revenge. We all know what happened last year in the title game, 5 turnovers, and now you got wide receiver Sidney Rice. He's out. The offensive line still having problems. And Brett Favre, 40 years old, late to camp, squeaky ankle. I don't know. You know, I think that the young guys beat the old guys here again. Do they cover the 5-point spread? It's a tough call. I put a little money on the over, 48 points. I go over the total. They're going to score and score often.
Yeah, I think so too. Hey, a team that I'm interested in is in the late games on the day, Green Bay at Philadelphia, because Donovan McNabb, of course, not with Philly anymore, and
right.
Kolb is the guy in the pocket for Philly.
Here's an interesting game because you got Green Bay, a 3-point favorite at Philly. Always got to respect Philly at home. But let's remember, last year at this time, quarterback Aaron Rodgers for Green Bay was getting ready to get beaten and battered because his offensive line was all banged up. This year, his offensive line is healthy, and when Rodgers has time, I mean, I think he's the best quarterback in the league. I mean, like I said, you always got to respect Philly, but I like the Pack here, -3.
Ooh, Pack -3. This is some good stuff. So now everyone's taking notes, I'm sure. So we go to Monday night, and the team I love, I think it's because I have kind of a crush on Rex Ryan. I love the Jets, and Baltimore at the Jets. I think this is going to be a fun one to watch.
Look, I'm from New York. I spent my whole life there. I live in Miami now, which is like the sixth borough. And, you know, I love Hard Knocks. Love Rex Ryan, love the Jets, I bleed green, the whole thing. You know, but I really got to be honest, I think this is a disappointing year for the Jets.
Ooh.
I think, yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, the over-under is 9.5 on total wins. It's a future bet, which means you bet in the beginning of the season and you collect at the end of the season. I think you should go under the 9.5 with the Jets. I think they may squeak into the playoffs wild card. you know, I just, I don't, I, you know, I, it's the HBO curse. I don't think it's going to happen for them.
I love that, the HBO curse. So I, like you, love Hard Knocks, but it doesn't matter because our
team
will go out.
It's a big distraction. You know, these guys are on the cameras there. You know, Revis is in late. They got a tough schedule. I don't think it's going to happen for them this year. But I like the team. I like the Jets. But for me, maybe too much history, too much bad blood, too much organizational crap. They just never seem to get it done.
Yeah.
I'm still mad that they let Bill Parcells go and Bill Belichick and even Al Gore, even Al Gore.
Yeah, but Al Gore too. He could probably do something.
Right. Yeah. Well, he should. Right. He should make the all green team.
There you go. But
he's green in his pocket.
Exactly. Hey, so the NFL is talking about 18 game season. You got to love that. I like it. I don't know. The players are kind of lukewarm on it. They want more of the preseason dumped if that happens.
What do you think for the players? Because every single game could be their last.
Yeah.
You know, one twist of a knee. You know, they're never the same again. You know, so the more games, you know, in the regular season, the more chance for that to happen. So I can understand why they would be hesitant. Me, I wish there was football all year round. You know what I mean? I really do. And you know, we all know that right after football season, I mean, half the gamblers go into hibernation.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, there's no doubt football is it. Even baseball playoffs might pick up a little bit, but it's really football, right?
I just think the way football's laid out, you have all week to do what we're doing right now, to kick it around. And we build an anticipation, and we build a crescendo into Sunday that at that point, you know, we're just ripping and ready to go. And you can't match that with a daily schedule. Basketball, it's too involved. It's 7 days a week. It's very tough. Playoff season, it's a little easier, but I mean, baseball, too big of a schedule, too much of a commitment. You know, football, you know, the way it's laid out, it's perfect for the gambler. That's why football's king.
Yeah, no kidding. Steve Budin, always enjoyed talking to you. We'll talk to you a little bit later in the season. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, check out sportsinfo.com if you want some more skinny on some of the games. This guy is so funny. He's such a straight shooter. And he's got an interesting story like we were talking about at the top of the show. If you read his book, I mean, you will laugh out loud. He grew up with a father who was a bookie, and just like we said, old school, when people didn't really talk about it, they were kind of in hushed tones on the phone, and oh yeah, that's what he's doing. And here we go with Congress, whether or not they're going to actually end up approving it, because it's too early in the game to tell, but it's being proposed. The sports, he's right, Steve's right, that's kind of on a shelf. You know, they're messing around with what to do with sports, but it is being talked about because of the amount of money that would be generated. Maybe in the ballpark of $58 billion, give or take a little bit here or there. As always, if you have any thoughts on this or anything else, send them to me at americatonight.net.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's MEYERS CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
All those nooks and crannies in between here on America Tonight. So many of us concerned about where we're headed when it comes to health insurance, whether you're flying solo or you have a big family, especially if you have a big family. A lot of those people are getting socked pretty hard and having to now come up with the extra money to shoulder some of the burden of the health care costs for the first time in a long time that many health care people have told me it's being passed on to the employees. And, of course, it all depends on who your insurer is. Who better to talk to on the show than Paul Bizzell? He's an HR benefits expert for Advient, and he joins us now on ATN. Thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks much for having me, Kate.
Okay, you heard what I said, that I did a little check just in my own circle and kind of in the neighborhood, and it seems like everybody I know is having to cough up more money, whether it's a big chunk of change. When I say big, you know, maybe almost $500 or so more on average overall in the whole year when they're breaking this down, or if it's just a couple hundred bucks. So it seems like the premiums are going up. I thought this wasn't supposed to happen. Explain what you've seen, Paul.
Well, the people that said this isn't supposed to be happening probably are not the ones we should all be paying attention to. And interestingly, the friends in your neighborhood that you queried are really right on point with the surveys that are being released for 2010. For example, the most recent Kaiser Family Foundation HRET survey placed average workers paying on average about $482 more for job-based family insurance coverage.
Wow, and that can really take a bite out of a budget. You know, we see where we are with the economy with so many people sometimes juggling a couple of jobs. Do you think it's going to get worse? What do you think happens with these premiums?
Well, on the employee side, you know, rising health care costs really aren't a new problem. Health care reform is simply, and from our view, speeding up a process and increases that, frankly, were inevitable. And as long as our demands for longer and better lives drive the health care market, we can count on paying more for health care. And I'm afraid we're looking at making some necessary and perhaps unpleasant adjustments in other areas of our lives going forward.
Yeah. And when do you see, as somebody who's a benefits expert, what are people telling you? Are you getting people that are just, you know, like you said, we know that this was headed in that direction, but are you getting a lot of people that are just aggravated and frustrated and calling you up and trying to figure out, well, how can this be? What can you do? Paul, can you help me? What, you know, what's the scoop here? Can't we do something about this? Do you feel, are you getting that vibe?
Everybody would like to believe there's a silver bullet, Kate, at risk of sounding like a broken record. I'll suggest that you put this to your audience that perhaps we asked for this. And what I mean by that is, we here in America and in other developed nations, we told our healthcare systems that they need to do whatever it takes for us to live longer and better lives. And they deliver, right? We're all living longer. We're all living presumably better than our past generation, our grandparents, great-grandparents. We're all living longer and better. And meeting those demands for longer and better lives has been very expensive, so expensive that maybe now we're having a very difficult time paying for it, right?
Right, absolutely. And do you what it used to be before, it used to be that what would happen is, frankly, to be honest, in some small companies, you know this, what they would do is not offer health care. I mean, there were a lot of companies that just flat out couldn't offer it. And now there's that threat coming down the line that you have to offer health care or risk. And then, of course, the individual person has to get health care coverage or else they've got to pay a fine. But at the risk of being obvious, the fine in some cases is less than what the premium would be. Do you think people will actually say, well, let them fine me? If the IRS fines me, great, but I can't afford this, so I'm going to be one of those people that opts out and I'm just going to hope that they don't know about it.
Absolutely, Kate. I'll tell you that at least two of the clients that we serve currently, no matter how it is sliced or diced, they strictly by the numbers would be better served to discontinue offering group health care benefits to their employees as soon as there's a good alternative, giving them all a raise and sending them off on their own. Right now there isn't a good alternative on the individual insurance market, but when health care exchanges are opened up and pre-existing conditions are removed from individual insurance discussions, then perhaps there really will be a good alternative, and those companies like the ones I'm referring to will really be able to get out of the healthcare business.
Yeah. Did you? And you know, and you consult on this, and you've seen companies that are big, and you've seen companies that are small, and traditionally the big company, they can get the better rates because they have more people. And the smaller company, it's harder because they just don't have enough people. Where's the cutoff line? Where does it get easier for the premiums for the employer with the amount of people that you have underneath you, in other words, working for your company?
Okay, let me blow a hole in that popular perception that This is difficult whether you're running a large company or a small company. Big employer, small employer, the numbers are huge. They're getting bigger. And the bigger companies have a larger risk pool that they can spread things over. But please keep in mind that someone who has a heart attack in Dallas, Texas, that works for a smaller employer, it costs the exact same amount of money to put that, get that person back on their feet as it does, that's working for a small company as it does for a very large one.
Yeah.
So that's really it becomes somewhat of a numbers game. So there really isn't so much of a disparity there in terms of real cost. But you have this much larger risk pool, and there start playing some numbers and getting some advantages of scale that a smaller employer doesn't have. And then there's the other facet to this, which is, you know, there's really large employers like, say, General Electric, and then there's larger employers that might have 500 employees. And to most of us, a company that employs 500 folks is a pretty sizable company, right?
Right.
But all it would take for that company with 500 employees to have three or four very sick people amongst their employees, and all of a sudden they're in a world of hurt with their health care costs because things have become so expensive.
Yeah, so really it's a lot of this, like you said, you know, hey, living longer, better lives, that's, we asked for it, and now that we've asked for it, this is the result because of the pure numbers of people that we have that are living longer, like you say, and then ultimately what happens, how long are they working, all that kind of stuff, that factors into this too, because you have people that are working longer. And that's why the pre-existing conditions, at least that part of it, will ease the burden, right?
It should. And I'm not sure it'll ease the burden so much as shift it.
Mm.
We like to... when we coach employee groups, and we do focus groups with employees on trying to explain some of how this works, we like to use a balloon as an example. We blow up the balloon, a long balloon, and we explain that the balloon is a healthcare cost. And you can squeeze the balloon at one end, it gets bigger at the other. You can twist the balloon in any number of different ways, but the air inside still goes somewhere. The idea there is that a healthcare expense never really goes away. It may get shifted to somebody else or some other person or some other company or to taxpayers or to the government or whomever, but it never goes away at the end of the day. And then we pull a pin out and we bust the balloon and say, this is what never happens to a healthcare cost. It never disappears.
Yeah. And what you do for companies, too, is you go in and you'll tell them, okay, this is the bottom line. It's like we were talking about earlier with smaller companies. And you look at what their, I guess, obligations, I would call it, are, and what the potentials are as far as the people that work for them, and then ultimately with the national, you know, healthcare mandate, what it would cost. And then you figure out the very best, just from the pure dollars point of view, the very best way for them to pursue it, right?
That's part of the job. And that's usually straight math. That's pretty simple. Right now, we're assisting employers. Many of the employers that we serve, we're in a process of reevaluating their entire compensation and benefit program for competitiveness, affordability, and alignment with their business plan, which is much different than the things that you just talked about, right?
Right.
But it's very important to look at the bigger picture, and as employers are seeing, perhaps there's some light on the horizon of a recovery. They're getting ready. They want to make sure that they keep their best employees, do their best to keep their best employees, and so they're looking at all of their ways that they're delivering compensation to their employees, whether it's directly through a paycheck or whether it's indirectly through a benefit of some kind.
Yeah, I think benefits will play an even bigger role, absolutely, moving into the future. Paul Buzzell, thanks so much. Advient, the name of the company, advient.com. You can go there and find out more about the company. Thanks for hanging with us once again on ATN.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Debate rages over burning the Quran. That's what a Florida church is intending to do on Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. We started with that at the top of the show here on this hour of America Tonight. And the pastor of the church says, look, you know, I feel for the troops, but I'm not going to be deterred by this. In sort of a retaliation to that, the Hartford City Council decides they're going to start their meetings with a Muslim prayer. I mean, this is crazy how far we've gone over this tug of war. So now the State Department, because it's all about blame game, name calling, we know, right? The State Department is saying this is an un-American plan to burn the Qurans in memory of September 11th, of those attacks in 2001. And, you know, the head of the church says, I'm not deterred by this. A State Department spokesperson, you've heard him on this show before a long time ago, P.J. Crowley, was trotted out to call the plan inflammatory. and said it's going to put troops and interests around the world at risk. Listen, they can trot out whoever they want to, from Robert Gibbs, the White House flack, to Crowley over at the State Department, but I'm telling you, this reverend at the Dove World Outreach Center is not going to budge. He's not going to move. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also said it was wrong at a State Department dinner. And it doesn't matter. What Clinton specifically said is that she's heartened by the clear, unequivocal condemnation of this disrespectful, disgraceful act that has come from American religious leaders of all faith. And we already know about Petraeus. I've already talked about what he's said. But it's the church feels strongly about the decision to hold the book burning. And they didn't get a permit from the fire department, but it doesn't matter. You know, Jones, for his part, I'll say this. He said, look, we understand the general's concerns were taken into consideration, but we feel this is at the heart of this. We feel it may be the right time for America to stand up. How long are we going to bow down? How long are we going to be controlled by the terrorists, by radical Islam? And what Petraeus and some of the others are saying is, listen, this hasn't even happened yet, and the rumors are already setting off protests in not just Afghanistan, but Pakistan and Indonesia, and that this is going to be used, and the problem is it could incite violence that could put our soldiers in danger and civilians, too. It's going to make it that much more difficult for them. Now, I might have mentioned this on a previous show, because where are the other religious people on this? So there is a group called the National Association of Evangelicals and the National Council of Churches. They are against the plan to burn the Quran. Because, remember, Jones said he had support from other churches around the country, and he hasn't been able to name any. And people in the church are getting death threats directed at them. And he said, you know, we're not going to be responsible. We're only reacting to the violence that is already there in that religion. See, I think that's the scariest thing about all of this. You have to think of the cartoonist and the fact that he's got a panic room and almost had his granddaughter whacked by accident because he was babysitting her. And, in fact, somebody was coming to kill him. But luckily he had a panic room and he was able to get in there. I mean, listen, not for nothing, we already know this. The Islamic terrorists are nuts. In the name of Allah and the crap that they're spouting out, whether it's in the courtroom or when they're in the midst of killing someone, whatever it is, and this whole 72 version thing, I mean, it's nuts, it's kooky, it's radical, it's pathetic. We know it. But we also know, given the opportunity, I would not be surprised if something could happen to the people that are planning on doing the burning of the Quran. So I'll tell you, when the pastor says we're not going to be deterred, we feel strongly about doing it, and we're tired of people backing down, there's no question in my mind he could be signing the death warrant for some of the people in his own little congregation. But if they're willing to take that on, and that's part of this problem, I mean, how kooky and insane is that? That this is the difference. In America, or at least we hope it continues to be that way, not always, though, as we've seen, you're allowed to spew forth your opinions, no matter how ridiculous or on point or not on point or majority centered or whatever they are, political opinions or whatever it might be. Because we live in the land of the free. I mean, that's part of the deal. We're trying to protect the freedoms. I mean, that's the deal. With this show or any other show you're listening to, when it comes to politics or crazy things that are happening in the country or things we don't understand or things that infuriate and enrage us that are going on in Washington, I hope the common denominator is we're fighting to keep this great country in the position it's in or has been, where you enjoy and drink from the fountain of free speech and opportunity. I mean, that's what the scoop is. So I understand what the pastor's saying, and I respect that. I do. I respect that. That he's going ahead saying, okay, this is insane. It's crazy because Islamic extremists burn churches, cut off people's heads, Christians hang their heads from or put them on posts outside of villages and sympathizers, etc. And of course, in the name of Allah, the crazy, ridiculous things that have happened. Yes, yes, we know that. So now this pastor of a very teeny tiny church, though, is getting massive attention. I mean, by the bucket loads. And I'll tell you what, it's like I just said. If you take anything away from this, he's got the guts because he might not survive this experience. He might not survive it. And wouldn't that set another plan in motion if something were to happen to him? And I wouldn't be stunned by that. So this is the other part of it. Why are the Muslims around the world having such an inflamed reaction to the fact that this tiny church, I mean, it's a tiny, tiny church, is going to burn the Quran on September 11th? Because, as I said, there's never been a problem with burning Bibles. See, and then you can make the argument, well, that's their country, that's extremist, that's, you know, pick the country, pick the nut, whatever, and that's the radicalized element, etc. So you can't compare that to what we do in this country. And here's the thing, whether you think that this guy's a bigot, a hillbilly, an idiot from a nowhere, nothing, backwater church, whatever, doesn't matter. The bottom line is, we live in the United States of America. So if he chooses to do that, he can do that. He can burn the Quran, and it doesn't matter, because he has the freedom to do that, right? He has the freedom to do it. Just like they have the freedom to build that Islamic center in New York City, even though I think it's a very bad, bad idea, because there it's the sensitivity element of the victim. Victims, families who were slaughtered and their blood was running down the buildings that were collapsing. But okay, if they get the building permit, if the backers don't back out and they put it up, it's at their own risk. Just like the pastor with the protest that suddenly is drawing all this controversy from overseas. It's a little tiny blip on the screen. And he's getting this attention from Afghanistan and Pakistan and other parts of Indonesia. You've got to be kidding me. Do they realize how small this protest is going to be? Unless more people go, of course. All right, I'm very fond of saying this, and I already said it once this hour, but I'm going to shoot it to you again. If you have any thoughts on the burning of the Quran or some of the other things that we mentioned during the show, feel free to send them to me at americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?